May 20, 1934. How the divine will devours, as though in one single breath, all the acts done in it, and makes of them one alone. How the divine will forms the guises of the humanity of our Lord, and makes it present to the creatures. I felt so very poor in love, but with the will of wanting to love him very, very much. I had received sweet Jesus sacramentally, and he was as though drowned with love. And I, only a few little drops. Yet, he was asking me for love, so as to give me love. But, what to do to be able to match him in some way? So I thought to myself, my celestial mama wants me to love my Jesus and hers very much. Well then, these little drops of love of mine I want to pour into her seas of love. In this way I will give him and tell him, I love you so much, that I love you as your mama loves you. Now, it seemed to me that the Sovereign Lady rejoiced and felt happy because her daughter was loving Jesus with her love. And he was even more content, for he felt loved by me with the love of his mama. And, all content, he told me, my little daughter of my will, you must know that one who lives in my fiat is never alone in her acts. She is incorporated into everything it has done, does and will do, both within itself and in all creatures. So, in the love of my mother I felt the love of my daughter, and in the love of the daughter the love of my divine mother. Oh! How beautiful were your tiny little drops of love, invested by the seas of love of my mama. With one who lives in my volition I feel heaven flow in her acts, in her love, in her will. And I feel the creature in heaven, and her acts, her love, her will, investing the empty room, invading all, and forming one single act, one single love, and one single will. And the whole of heaven feels loved, glorified, in the creature, and she feels loved by all heaven. In my will everything is unity, separability does not exist, nor does any distance between places or times. Centuries disappear in my volition, and with its power it devours everything in one single breath, and of everything it makes one continued act. What fortune for one who lives in my will, as she can say, I do what they do in heaven, and my love is not dissimilar from their love. Only for one who does not live in my will her acts are separable, they suffer loneliness, and are dissimilar from our acts. In fact, not being invested by its power, which is the virtue of converting into light whatever is done in it, hence, not being light, they cannot incorporate themselves with the acts of our will which, being an accessible light, knows how to convert everything into light. And it is no wonder that light and light become incorporated with each other. Then, I abandoned myself in the arms of baby Jesus. He made himself seen in that way, and he, drowned with love, abandoned himself in my arms, to enjoy the love of his mama and mine, which I was giving to him. And then he added, my daughter, if you see me as a little baby, it is by virtue of my divine will, which possesses within itself all the periods of my life down here, my tears, my pains, and everything I did. So, in each instant my will repeats the different periods of my life, to give to the creatures its admirable effects. And now it forms me as a baby, to give them the fruits of my infancy, my love, so very tender, that I reach the point of crying, to have love from them, and receive their tenderness and compassion at my tears. Now it forms me as a boy, with an enchanting beauty, to make myself love and captivate them to loving me. Now as a young man, to chain them with inseparable union. Now crucified, to have them repair and compassionate me. And so with all the rest of the life of my humanity down here. Oh! Insuperable power and love of my will. What I did within the short round of 33 years, and finishing it up I went back to heaven, my will be doing for centuries upon centuries, keeping my life ready, to give it to each creature. Now, you must know that if the Holy Church has the great honor of having souls who have the good of seeing me, of hearing me speak, as if I were again living in their midst, it is all due to my divine will. It is my will that forms my guises and makes me as though present to creatures. My humanity is enclosed within its immensity and, by virtue of it, holds the present act, as if I were in act of being born, and it gives me the guises of a baby. I grow, and it gives me the guises of a boy. The whole of my life lays in its power, and whatever the form it wants to give me, at whatever age it wants to show me, it forms my guises and maintains my whole life as present act in the midst of creatures. My will holds your Jesus as living, and according to their dispositions, so it shapes my guises and give me to them, and it makes them feel how I cry, I suffer, I continue to be born and to die, and I burn with love for I want to be loved. What does my will not do? It does everything. There is nothing over which it does not hold its primacy, the preserving virtue and the perfect and continued balance, without ever ceasing, of all our works. My daughter, to my sorrow I say this, that what is lacking is the knowledge of what my adorable will does, the great good it constantly offers to creatures, and therefore it wants to be known. And because it is not known, it is neither appreciated nor loved, and creatures do not give it primacy over all our works. While my will is the primary fount, and all our works are like many little fountains that receive and draw the life and the goods that they give to the creatures. Oh! If they knew what will of God means, and the good it offers to creatures, the earth would be transformed, and so drawn, as to remain with its gaze fixed on it, and on receiving its perennial goods. But because it is not known, they don't give it a thought, and they disperse its goods in part. In fact, whether they want or do not want, whether they know or do not know, whether they believe or do not believe, it is my divine fiat that gives life, motion and everything. It is the motive of all creation. And this is why I so much yearn for it to be known, what it does and can do, all of its divine history, to be able to abound with new gifts, and show off in love with greater abundance toward the creatures. So much so, that in order to do this I wanted the sacrifice of your life, a sacrifice I had not asked of anyone, a sacrifice that costs you so much. Although you calculate the sacrifice when hindrances and circumstances arise. But I calculate it every day, I measure its intensity, its hardness, and the loss of daily life to which you submit yourself. Good daughter, this sacrifice of yours was necessary to my will in order to make itself known, to give its knowledges. It wanted to make use of you as the channel through which to make itself known, and of your sacrifice as the powerful weapon, to let itself be conquered, reveal itself, open its womb of light and manifest itself for what it is. More so, since by doing her human will, the creature rejected and lost the life of the divine will, therefore it was necessary that one creature would submit herself to the sacrifice of losing her life, losing any mastership over herself, so that my will might be moved to making itself known, so as to give back its divine life. It is always so in our operating, when we want to overabound more toward the creature, we ask for the sacrifice of one creature, as a pretext, and then we make known the good that we want to do. And this good is given according to the knowledges that they acquire. Therefore, be attentive, and do not want to occupy yourself with useless thoughts on the reason for your state. It was necessary to our will, and that's enough. And you must be content, and thank it. Fiat.